So what's happened is this has kicked off the newest, greatest distraction. All you're working with here is a distraction. Who gives a fuck about Ukraine and Crimea those stupid places that nobody even knows, that they don't even know where they are. Nobody cares about that, because what's happening is this is this new distraction. It's the great distraction. So you'll see. Meanwhile,
you're
going to be paying $10, and you're going to be paying $10 a gallon for gasoline real soon. So don't worry about that either.
I love this one. Putin, 1 hour ago, I am addressing the soldiers of Ukraine. Your oath is to the Ukrainian people, not to the Nazi elites and groups in power. Lay down your arms. You will be free to return to your families. The responsibility for any bloodshed will be on the Ukrainian regime.
That's right. So,
now
so
look who's listening.
So go home. So now go home. Go home. I tell you, I will bitch slap you. You better go home. You better lay down. You better ease up. Yeah, it's fun. It's great fun how you run a war from a... Wait. Now you got the Ukrainian representative at the UN right this second crying and begging and like a bitch to Russia, who's got 400 people lined up behind their little thing going, we don't even know who you are. Are you speaking to us? We're not really interested in what you guys are. Well, no, wait, yeah. Oh, you need to... Yeah, no. They're just kind of nodding their heads like, okay. Okay, we got your reprieve. Yeah, we got you. We understand what you say. Yeah, we understand. So, yeah, y'all just need to go. If y'all in Warsaw by tomorrow, we'll talk to you. But if you're not in Warsaw, we're going to have to let this one go. We're going to have to let it go.
Russian amphibious assault landed in Odessa. He gave a warning. He said that they were going to pay for that, the burning those people in that building. And now they're doing an amphibious assault.
Yes. Oh, and that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning, because they'll do nuclear, the little bitty, they got tiny nuclear weapons that the U.S. doesn't actually have. They got, U.S. got the big boys. You going to G with the big boys? You like the bomba? You going to G with the big boys? That's America. But they got these tiny, tiny, tiny little ones that just make a little disturbance. It's like the difference between a firecracker enemy.
They got hypersonic weapons.
Hey. Don't talk about that. You're causing a problem. People listen to this shit. I know you think no one listens to this, but people listen to this shit. So don't get too carried away. It's all right. You're not here to, you're not May Brussel. You're not here to prove anything. You relax. Be calm. Yeah, Mel Blanc still loves you. It's okay. You're going to be all right.
People are pumping crypto on this thing. It's like, start buying as much crypto as you can now. It's really cheap now. This is the best opportunity to buy.
Yeah. And the Doge coin is like 12 cents a piece. Like 12, doggy. The doggy coin is like 12 cents a piece. It's going to $3. We just don't know what $3 will be worth when it gets there.
This is a funny one. NATO is deploying the LGBTQ and airborne rangers into Kiev.
No, they didn't say it right. It's LGBTQRXYZ. They didn't get everybody. They got to include everybody. It's got to be inclusive, goddammit, not just here and there, not just the tops and the bottoms and the uppers and the downers. And they left out all the bestiality. I don't know what those people are going to do. What's a good necrophilia person going to do these days? It's ridiculous, but they're going to have a lot of date material soon. Those that are into necrophilia, Bob, you may have to take that back up, Bob. Now, just remember, Duffy, it's not necrophilia if the body's still warm.
I'm going to be clear.
I'll
remember
that. Be sure. It's good. It's good to know. The conversation is not about this. Everybody's looking that way. Where is that way? That way is Ukraine. Who gives a fuck about Ukraine? Nobody. It's a non sequitur, remember?
Mm. Yeah.
What you should be looking at is Taiwan, because that's what's going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this becomes the set point. You get away with this, you get a line, and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the old crab hole and see what we can maybe find. So they're going to find out what they can find. So you're going to distract it over here and distract it over there, and then Taiwan falls. Then United States, fuck America, got to get into it now. We're going to beef. We're going to beef to it now. Except you got Build Back Broke Biden, who's fucked it all up. So now you've given every signal that it's too wet to plow. So everybody's like, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. Or what was it Dimitri was saying? I'm not really interested in the cloud. I'm interested in doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. We like that. We like that. We like that. Catch you on the flip side. It's good. There's no happiness in slack.
Right.
Tell them, Bob.
So then the big distraction is from what I'm doing.
Don't say that. We didn't talk about that. You're not trying to tell
them
that.
Let's talk about that.
Come on now. Quit bragging.
You say a word. Everybody knows you got a penis. Anything about that.
Okay. You got a penis. Congratulations. So if you're so proud of it, show everybody then. If you're going to be so proud of it, show. Or for God's sake, don't talk about it. Not necessary. You win. You won. You're winning. Blah, 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 blah. So just shut up and take the...
I'm winning,
don't
Crystal.
Snatch. Don't snatch. Don't snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory, Bob.
Yes, wise words. Wise words.
Crazy man. He's crazy man. Y'all, he's had like 12 hours sleep in the last 3 weeks. Yeah. I don't know what he's running on right now. He's running on steam or piss and vinegar. Probably more vinegar than piss.
And a Bob, big erection.
Anyway.
I'm running on a big erection.
Oh, the last great erection of J.R.
Yep.
Bob Dog.
Because it has begun. It has begun.
It has begun. It has begun. It doth ensue. And that was the whole thing that everybody was banting on. Notice how everybody's talking different now. Before it's going, I don't know, I don't this, I don't that, I don't this. They shut all that up, hadn't they?
What did they shut up? What did they do?
Bamping about what's not real, what's not happening, and what's not taking place, and who didn't die, and how there's not a virus, and how there's not this, and how there's not an invasion, and how, except for now we find out that Clinton has been a undercover alien lover for years. He's now arguing for the aliens. He doesn't want to believe in them anymore, but that was that last moment of sobriety before it went terribly downhill, isn't it?
Yeah, okay,
good. We got that straight.
Clinton just told
me. Okay, anything.
If I want to stop the recording, I hit history and recordings, that button. So we're still recording.
We wouldn't be speaking if you were not recording.
Yeah, we're giving you the final word.
No, it's not a word. It's just an update because you asked for it, and we were trying to make sure we had the latest thing because you needed to know that 1,215 people are now dead in Ukraine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for this statistic.
Excellent. Happy days are here again. It's
and what were they doing earlier today? When they got up, they had no idea they were going to die. So they went to their work. They went to school. They went on a date.
They were having conversations that this is some big distraction that the West, now the West is United States, that the United States of America is making all this pimp, pimp, pomp, pomp, pimp, pimp, pomp, pomp, making this do. And that Russia ain't going to come and invade damn Ukraine. If they took us over, they couldn't keep it. So what the hell, what are we talking about here? We're talking about $204 a barrel oil. That's what we're talking about, Bobby. And guess who has all the oil contracts? Hunter Biden. Guess who takes care of all that for him? The big D, the big B, the big B, the big
Don
Biden,
Trump.
Big, shh, you're not talking about that. You're not trying to incite that problem. You're trying to say that the big guy is Joe Biden. So while everybody else is starving to death, he's rolling in the dough because he ain't got much longer to go. Jill wants that damn money check. She wants them cashy monies. So they're cashing in on higher oil, which goes with the narrative of everything's got to be green or electric or black. It's going to be green, all right. Everything's fixed. But then the assholes are going to start turning green here in just a minute because it's going to get ugly. Ugly in a second.
What?
A second. No
where's the oil, these barrels, $204, where do they come from?
Well, United States buys a bunch of them now from Russia.
Uh-huh.
Our sworn enemy. So now it was 250 million barrels last year. But don't worry about that. It's all good because it's going to go up, 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 up. Boy, OPEC, they're going to get a raise. They may go ahead and, you know, when Karen was over there and they were going to air condition the United Arab Emirates, Dubai,
they might
be able to actually afford to air condition the entire country of Dubai now. It'd be great, not just the sidewalks and stuff. So that'd be great.
Where are those guys that JW had dinner with in 2010 or 11?
We know.
They're dead. They're dead.
They're not dead. They're not dead. They're not dead.
They're waiting for the sign.
Sheikh Dashaki was in bed with al-Baghdadi. And when they killed al-Baghdadi, then it changed the narrative a bit. But they're still there. It's all good. It's fine. It's not what you're talking about, but it's all right. It's no big deal. People think, hey, it do what it do.
Yeah.
Did Crystal tell you about the backside of the entrance to, well, NORAD's not there anymore, but to the backside of the Cheyenne Mountain Complex?
No. She didn't mention that.
She didn't. Well, she needs to march around on the other side and look and take a little pee-pee. They play pee-pee.
Yeah, on the back
side. On the back side. Yeah.
We're on the back.
There's another entrance. There's another entrance.
That's where we were at.
Yeah, but there's another entrance on the back side.
Is there something significant over there, Ian?
No. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
We were on the back side. We're in the back of the mountain.
Hey. Well, there's another entrance, so then that's where it is. You know where Parker is?
Yeah.
Go that way.
Well, I'm not trying to get in there.
No, we're just telling you so that we're just saying it's all happy days. It don't matter. Y'all need to focus on Slack. That's what's important. There's no happiness there, but focus on Slack.
Hey, Ian.
Otherwise, you're gonna turn out like Bob, a miserable old man by yourself. Yeah, that's what happens.
No friends.
Just fucking demon.
And every friend he ever had, he's got a picture of the gravestone, him standing beside it. So that's our Bob. That's our Miss Brooks. Our Miss Brooks.
The loneliest man in the universe.
The loneliest man that's ever. That's right. That's right.
Right.
Those are the days.
So how does this war affect Canada? By cutting off oil and stuff like that?
Who can't? Canada's gone. I've been telling you. They're getting the grinders just to grind them up and make chickens out of them.
What does the war affect in the supply chain?
Oh, it stops all their connections. See, this interrupts the UK version of what Canada, the different provinces, you're going to find them isolating themselves now. British Columbia won't recognize Ottawa at all. Calgary will become a whole other thing. They're gonna hunker down themselves and only gonna take care of themselves. But that's what those selfish Canadians do anyway. You're the most selfish one of all of them. You should know of all people for Christ's sake. So
that's
then
true.
They become so selfish that they cling to themselves, and then they decide that this line up for the best that everybody has a kibbutz. Where everybody puts in everything they got and they take out the least that they need, everybody's going to start needing, and then it all falls away real quickly because it's not propped up against anything. We did this long ago, Bob, with Subone and the airlines failing. Nobody knew Air Canada was going to fail, for God's sake. Air Canada's not going to fail. It's backed by the government, for Pete's sake. It's that goddamn airline. Nobody said the Royal Bank of Canada was going to close. What the hell are you talking about? That's ridiculous. And if it wasn't for the dope money in Bogota, Colombia, the Bank of Nova Scotia would be closed. But they're getting all the dope money up there. But that's another conversation. So, anyway, they're going to grind down to a slow, fine, powdery pulp. As soon as they don't have fuel to put in those skids to cut down the trees in Canada, Once that stops, it's over. And then they can just compost them. It's all good.
Mm.
The people. That's good. Make them into Mac chickens. No, Mac, not Mac chickens. What is it? Mac nuggets? No.
What are the American truckers' first goal?
They're already organized and they're leaving. Oh, wait, we shouldn't be talking about that.
Mm.
Okay.
But they'll be leaving
soon. California. They're leaving tomorrow.
Okay. And what is their goal?
What is it? The mayhem?
You mean blocking key routes?
We didn't say that. We're not talking about that. We said mayhem.
Right.
They're about mayhem. And what happens? And then look here. Now look, they ain't got to do a damn thing. They're just sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee. They don't got to do a thing. As long as them truckers don't turn them keys over in them Peterbilt and Freightliners for about a week, it's over. Then you don't worry about it.
They don't turn over the keys to Truckliners?
To crank up. If they don't crank the truck, they don't have to go get on the road. They don't have to have a convoy. They don't have to go to Washington. They don't have to block a street. They don't have to block a road. They don't have to burn up a bridge. They don't got to do anything. All they got to do is if enough of the truckers don't crank their trucks and go deliver something or pick up something or run something, in a week it's over. It's over. Trains can't do it. Trains can't do it. Then Karen will be dragging the shells out of the Costco because there won't be nothing on the shelves, but she needs the shelves to store them 200-pound radishes on. They'll be cheap, Bob. Get all them racks at the Costco.
We've heard that.
Well,
so they stop and turn off their keys. Is that their keys and their trucks?
Don't crank the truck. If they don't crank the truck for a week, they don't have to do a convoy. That stops it all. If they just don't crank it up, that's all they got to do.
It can't move.
Nothing. If they don't move it, it's not going to get moved any other way. That's why Jeff Bezos said, okay, see ya.
Mm.
Why would he leave his company? He had a really big company, didn't he?
Yeah. And why did he leave it?
Why walk away from that?
Why did he?
It's over. It's over. If that last mile can't get taken care of, he's through.
Yeah.
You see.
So when you say it has begun, February 23rd, various scenarios, supply chains screwed up, companies collapsing, starvation, that's what has begun, all mixed in with war.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And then you look at who controls all the wheat, Russia. And you look at who controls all the grain, corn, China. Then you look at who has the most gasoline. Well, the United States has the most gasoline, but if they won't let them pull it out of the ground, they got none.
Mm.
So now Russia rules the roost.
Because Russia has gasoline and...
Well, most of the countries have great natural resources, Bob. But if you don't have the capacity to get it out of the ground, it don't make any difference what you got.
I know. What has Russia got? Repeat what you said.
The ability to pull the gasoline and the natural gas and the oil out of the ground.
Oh, okay.
Called Gazprom. P-R-O. Prom. Gazprom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So America was this virtual society, a Lemurian society, and it
becomes the capital in the Hunger Games. Remember the Hunger Games? It's a book, Bob. You're supposed to read it.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you read
it. So the virtual society of America is a paper tiger. It falls apart. And something will happen to the grid.
You're not making much sense, Bob. I don't know what you're saying. You're kind of rambling along. Have you been in the communion wine again? I hate that.
No.
You're just depraved. You're just sleep depraved. That's what it is. So that's all right. Now, let's get a little bit of, let's sober up here for just a second. What you're asking is a very valid point. what you're trying to set is the rules of engagement.
Yeah.
Marshall McLuhan was very profound in laying out the details of how you engage. It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you place the blame. So you have to calculate this detail in the mechanical bride to see exactly how this mechanism affects, affects the dichotomy that is this reality that you're now looking at, that you can now see. That's the seeing part. See that? Are you going to believe us, Bob, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? Which one you going to believe? You going to believe us or your lying eyes? Because it's deceiving to what they say. So now they got the air raid sirens going on, and it's blowing up, and oh my God, it's going to be blood in the streets, and Fox News is going through the roof. Everybody's tuned in. Judge Jeanine, she's got her new hairdo. She's all ready to start counting the bodies to show them what that bitch Biden, that broke bitch Biden, has done this to a United States of fucking America. Oh, now they're showing the bombs. Now they're showing the bombs blowing up at Qatar, Ukraine. Mm-hmm.
That's another town, Qatar.
Uh huh. Yeah.
What station do you see that on?
Ivy. We don't watch TV, Bob. We are TV. K H A R K I V. Ukraine.